Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't ever put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, put that deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I'll gather my transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business, so put your all your money where
when my weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for news, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a week out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Happy Thursday, everybody out there in internet space land. So happy to have you all joining us live here on Dollhouse Radio. We have an amazing show this evening that I'm so excited to share. It's going to be fun. So I am your host, Miss Sammy Brooks, and my beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous friend, Miss Sage Montana, is in the house with me. Hello, my sexy girl. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fabulous, fabulous. Absolutely amazing. So happy to have this day back. We took a week off because, of course, we were at the Adult Entertainment Expo / AVNs last week, so we weren't able to do the show, and I was so happy to see you. I absolutely love being around you. You are so, seriously, I just love you. Love and adore you. Mm-hmm. You're such an inspirational, fun human. Oh, wait a second. Wait, let's let everybody know out there listening that you're a fun, amazing human that has moved into a different category on StreamMate, right?
Yes, I have.
Yes. What is this big news that you would love to share?
Mama Bear is having another baby.
Right? I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh. I'm so overly excited because Yeah, because I know what you're having. I don't know if you shared that with everybody, but I'm going to say that.
I haven't, but I'm totally okay with saying it. I'm having a baby girl.
Yes, yes, and this baby girl is not going to be a future cam model. Nope, ain't going to happen.
No, 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 nobody has any say at all.
No baby cam model.
No.
Oh, my gosh, I just am so excited. Like, when you told me, I was like, what? I was like, no freaking way. I was like, that's back-to-back. I mean, you guys are busy. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Horny motherfuckers over there in Vegas.
Oh, when the dick was good, the dick was good.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. So tonight we have this amazing guest coming on. She's been on StreamMate and great cam model. Like, I have stalked this girl off and on for quite some time. And she's very smart with her branding and her business. So we're going to have this 420 Naked Hustler coming on here very soon, Miss Coca Loca. She will be joining us. So all of our 420 Naked Hustler is going to join us. So make sure you guys all stay tuned. She will be on here, in about 14 minutes or so. We'll be bringing her on live with us. And our topic today is going to be about tip-activated vibrators. Because all you know, it's like the hottest thing that's been going on over, what do you think, Sage, like the past 6 to 9 months is when it's really gotten big on the campsite. So we're going to be talking about that too, because I think, you know, I want to get everybody's input on this, because I haven't bought one just because of the fact that, you know, I cam when I want to cam. And I'm just, I don't know, if I want my vibrator on my vagina, then I put it on there. It's like, I don't want to wait for somebody to tip me, because it's just my thing. That's just me.
Definitely. I haven't bought one either.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those. Well, especially now with you being Prego, your, like, sensation's got to be heightened up a little, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Like, seriously, okay, so when you, I have to ask this because I've never been pregnant during camming. Like, is it completely different than when you're not? Like,
there are time frames where it is. Like right now, my nipples are so sensitive, like, to the touch.
Yeah.
And I normally do a lot of nipple play, so they're, like, it feels good, but it's almost like a painful feel good, like borderline don't touch. But okay, go ahead and touch them. but
oh my god, I wish I would have known that when I was in Vegas last week. I mean, like,
I know.
Let me tickle the titties. Oh my god.
I definitely do watch a lot more porn when I'm pregnant. I don't know why, but I don't know why. And I watch a lot of different stuff. Like, I don't know. I end up in the cartoon section and all other places. I don't know why. But it just happens.
Oh, my gosh.
That way.
So instead of having, like, a food fetish, you have, like, a porn fetish while you're pregnant?
Yeah, but I like to do it, watch it by myself. Like, I don't necessarily watch it with baby daddy. I just want to watch it in peace.
Oh, yeah. I could not see him. No.
No,
I could
you
not
know him.
See. Yeah, no. He'd be, like, running in the other room, getting on his freaking bike, like, riding it while you're watching.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so before we get too far into the show, we have Miss Coca Loca coming on to join us. I'm going to go ahead and let Miss Angela do the radio, Dollhouse Radio announcements. So, Miss Angela, take it away, you sexy, sexy woman.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, home of the indie artists and the hottest station on the net. Happy New Year's from all of us to all of you. Get ready for an awesome 2017. Vamp City returns this Friday the 13th, with Indaya Morel, The Real Mr. Timer, and Angela Marie. Be sure to tune in at midnight Eastern. And truth be told, it's also back this Saturday live at 5 p.m. Eastern. Dollhouse Radio is accepting music submissions from all indie artists. Be sure to email us your MP3, bio, or one sheet and a current photo to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out our new Hot Sugar website at www.hotsugartea.com for all the latest in celebrity and adult entertainment news. Don't miss our shows weekly on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And now, back to your program.
All right, Angela, thank you so very much. I will be sending you a message. There needs to be an update in there. just saying. just saying. If for some reason, Thursday was forgot about. I just heard it. What? Like, serially? Okay, so let's get a little into our topic tonight. So the tip, activated vibes. I have seen some girls like tweeting about it, and they've got mixed. What would you say? Their conversations are so mixed when it comes to the tip activated vibe. Jeez.
I know, that's hard to see a lot times in a row.
Well, I'm wondering, like, is it really something that does make cam models money? I know that when it first came out, it was, like, huge. It was almost like the gold shows. Us girls
right.
were just killing it with the gold shows when they first came out. You know, and this new thing, the tip-activated vibe, let's say that five times real fast, was making girls tons of money, but now it's getting oversaturated, I think. I don't use one, but...
I agree. I have a few models that are actively using them now, but I haven't seen, like, a massive increase in their earnings
mm-hmm.
from it.
Yeah, that's what I was curious about, like, especially with you having a studio, so you know... If it's, like, is it something profitable that models should spend the money on? Because they're not cheap, by the way.
No.
They are not a cheap product for cam models to, you know, put their money. Me, personally, any models that, you know, I get into the cam industry or whatnot, I tell them, spend your money on making sure your room looks pretty, you look pretty, and you have a damn good webcam. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Because all the other stuff, your toys, like I have some toys that I've had, like my glass toys, I've had those for 5 or 6 years and haven't changed them. Why? Because they still work. They still work
right.
for me. I haven't broke them.
Plus
so,
for you.
Right. But I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, that, so this is another thing I was going to bring up. I've seen girls complain that some models aren't really turning on the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just faking it.
Yeah.
So, it's one of, like, how do you regulate something like that? I mean, you know, what, does a freaking sex monster go on there and start tipping, like, dollar after dollar just to see if she's going to keep twitching every time? Because some of these models... Some of the models are sitting there on their cell phone, so how the hell are they going to pay attention if they're not looking at the screen?
Right, and some of those sound. So if the girl has music playing or, like for me, the ones that work on sound and all that, I can't use because I cannot sit in a quiet room.
Oh, no.
Staring at the screen like a crazy person. I can't do it.
I can't
music.
Either. Yeah, I would go insane. I tried working on, oh my gosh, what? I don't remember which website it was. I don't remember if it was iFriends or Live Jasmine. I don't remember what, or no. Maybe it was a different. Anyway, one of their rules were no music in the background. And
oh, God.
Everybody knows I always got my music playing. Like, it just is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And when people ask me to turn it off, I'm like, no.
Yeah,
I cannot sit. Right? I'm like, I am not sitting in silence, fucking myself, while y'all are over there jacking off and recording me. Like, no.
Exactly. That's like fishy.
Yeah, I remember back in the day when we first started, and I had no clue that when I would turn my music off, it was okay, or they would get away with recording. Well, they, shit, we get recorded all the freaking time. And, regardless. It doesn't matter. It just happens, which is another topic for another time. we can talk about that shift for like 2 hours straight. But I remember back in the day when, you know, we had first gotten into the industry and I had no clue. People would be like, oh, could you turn your music down so, you know, I can just get the full effect? And then you catch on to it after a while. It's like, okay, all right, you're recording me. I got you. Uh-huh. That's why you're not typing anything, you sons of bitches.
Keep the music playing. Don't turn it off because they can't post that video. And if they post it, it's muted and no one wants to watch it because they can't hear you. So
exactly. Seriously.
I haven't had, knock on wood, I haven't had a video leaked of me in so long because I, like, refuse to turn my music off. Like, if you don't like my music, you just don't have to purchase from me because I need it before I go crazy staring at a screen.
Oh, I have
to, too.
Seriously, I have to have that music on because I'm just like, I mean, because people on the other side who haven't ever done webcamming, you know, they're on their side and we can't hear them unless they have good quality, you know, equipment. We can't hear a thing that they're saying because some of the idiots that, and I don't mean to call you all idiots, but when you think that it's okay to turn on your sound when you go cam to cam with us and you guys don't realize we've got this loud freaking background noise that comes from their cams and they don't realize it. And we're like, dudes, you got to turn that shit off. Like, it's screaming through my computer. But when they're sitting on their side, they can hear, you know, our music and whatnot. And if we have complete dead silence, all we hear are our wet vaginas. I mean, which is fine. Don't get me wrong. But I need a little something going on in the background.
Well, certain songs, like, get me turned on. They start to make me, like, remember that one time I fucked to that song. And it, like, gets me going. Like, so I like having it.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. It's because we're all so diverse.
I can't sit in quiet rooms, period. Like,
no,
I need noise. Always noise.
Yeah, I am not a good quiet person because I'm such a busybody. Like, if I'm even being here at home, and if, say, Furby's this afternoon, he had to take a nap because he'd worked all day, and it was like quiet. I'm just like, I can't fucking do this. I had to turn some background noise on because I'm just like, okay, I'm going nuts. I just can't do this. I'm like, it ain't gonna work for me. I'm like, sorry if I wake you up, dear, but I'm sorry. It's what it is. So we're going to have our beautiful, voluptuous Miss 420 Sexhibitionist joining us here very soon. So we're going to take a quick break. So everybody go grab your cocktails, your cocks, your vaginas, your lube, whatever you need to grab. And wait, let me, because I gotta play these songs. I was told to. I had to play these dance. Oh, shit. Okay, let's hope I don't screw this up. Okay. All right, so I'm going to... I love it when I get told that I can press buttons because then I always screw something up. All right, so we're going to play this song right here. This is... What is it? Jada Feel. It's a feel-good song. Yeah, so go feel yourself. Okay, we'll be back in about 3 minutes and we'll bring on our sexy girl, Miss Coca Loca. Hold on, sex monsters. We'll be right back.
Foreign car to the club, how we feel? Magnum bottles in the drugs, how we feel? After party in the hills, how we feel? Exotic girls.
Clean with my babe, make them ill. Met a fool, couple G's on the mill. I live the life, make them haters wanna kill. How I feel, how I feel, how I feel. Everybody getting bread in my clique. You fuck with us, now your ass gon' get the clip. How I feel, how I feel, how I feel. Most of these niggas is hoes and they bitches is fake. That's why I don't never let nobody in by mistake. I swear they be sweating me, heard that I hopped in their minds. Keep asking for my autograph, I said no, get on mine.
Everybody, we are back live here on Dollhouse Radio. You've tuned into webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and we are so excited to have the beautiful Miss Coca Loca, the 420 exhibitionist. She is a sexy, sexy queen that I'm about to bring on. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay, so I heard she has this amazing accent. So I'm like so ready. Okay, let me bring this sexy beast on. Miss Coca Loca.
What it do? What it be?
Oh my gosh, she's so cute. This is fun. Oh my gosh, we're gonna have fun with you. How are you, sexy?
I'm good. How are you doing, guys?
Oh my gosh, your accent is strong. I love it. This is awesome. Yeah.
It's never going away.
So where are you? I mean, you don't have to tell us exactly where you're from. So where are you from, besides your mom
and
dad?
Czech Republic.
Czech Republic. Oh, you are.
But now I live on the East Coast. But I mean, like born and raised in Czech, so I've lived there for quite some time, and I've been in the States for the past 5-6 years.
Nice.
Oh, and
nice.
Congratulations, Sage.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, Coco, you should have been in Vegas. That would have been so much fun to have you there.
Oh my God, I know, but I've been saying it almost every year, but next year is the year.
Next year is the year. Well, you're a busy woman because, you know, I'm reading, you know, the brief bio that you sent over to me, you know. And I couldn't post all the links because I ran out of room I couldn't put them all in there. But, I mean, you, girlfriend, you are busy, busy. You have worked, because how long have you been webcamming now?
Four years.
Gosh,
this is like 50 years, yeah.
Because you've built an amazing brand, seriously. Like, you've worked really hard to build your brand in a short period of time.
I mean, like, there's still, like, work to do, that's for sure, but I'm trying lately.
No, I love it because you're just so, you're so damn adorable, seriously.
Oh my God,
love it. I love stalking you when you're on cam because you're just – no, your personality when you're on cam is just amazing. Like, I'll see – if I see you online, I'm like, oh, I so need to watch her because she's so damn cute. I just love your cute butt and your face and those damn eyes of yours. Oh, my gosh. To die for.
Oh, my gosh, thank you. That's exactly how I started. I was, like, watching you guys.
Oh, my God.
I was like, yes, hell yeah, definitely. I remember watching you, Sammy. I was watching Sage. I was watching Kristen Cavallari. I was watching, oh, my goodness, Key Lime Pie, of course.
Oh, I love her. She's cute.
Katie, yeah.
Right?
But, yeah, that was like, that's like OG. That's pretty much I learned from.
You are so. You know what, that's the best part, especially, like, I know Sage is the same way. When we meet other fellow cam models that, you know, we like to go and check out their chat rooms because I just love watching beautiful, fun women. And it's nice to hear other models
sure
feel the same way.
You know.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, my God, I just love her. I just totally want to jump through the line right now and just, like, kiss her. She's so fucking cute.
We know.
Yay, I love it. Okay, so give me a little info, which I put, and you guys that are waiting on the line, don't worry, I'm going to bring you in here shortly. So you just stay in your happy
God,
sex monster land.
I had some dude today. I had, oh my God, he told me what his name is. Sweet Pea. He stopped by my chat room, and he said he's going to call in. So
oh, yeah, he's waiting.
Sweet Pea's going
to
call.
Yeah, we got John. Yeah, John's waiting and Sweet Pea. They're both waiting. I see their phone numbers right here. I know who they are. Yeah. Right here. They're going to wait for a minute because I have to ask you about this 1,000 squats journey that you're doing.
Yes, I'll bring that up.
Oh, my God, yes. Okay, so I have done it before, and I have done it before on streaming.
Really?
I did it in 2013, yes. I did 1,000 squats in a row, and I did naked squats in a gold show. And
it was like crazy.
1,000 in a row, yes. I was like recording somewhere actually. But yeah, it was fun.
Okay, I'm good. Okay,
I did not get disconnected. Okay, I would like to put it out there that I didn't get disconnected, so it's possible.
Okay, I'm gonna let you do that, and I'll just gladly watch you because I ain't doing that shit.
Yeah. Well, I started just wanted to like pretty much challenge myself, and I found. There was, like, some girl, like, some big butt, like, Instagram model, like, doing, like, you know, little shit challenge, like, to 300 or something. I was like, shit. Bless you, talent.
Right.
So
I could do 300. I'm okay with that. But 1,000? No, I'm good. I'm too old.
But, I've done it, but I haven't done it, like, properly, like my form probably wasn't good. So I was like, let's do it again because I'm trying to like get back in shape. And so I'm like, you know, I probably ain't only one after being doing it on like social media so you can watch me on Periscope so you can either tune in and I'm leaving the broadcast up. So if you decide to start in March, you can still watch me and squad with me.
All the way
to the ground.
Oh, my gosh, you are too cute. Okay, so let's bring on one caller that's been waiting patiently. And here you go, Johnny, darling. Are you there, my love?
I am here, my dear. How are you?
Fabulous, honey, fabulous. Thank you so much for calling in to the show. What do you got for us?
You can hear me clearly, right?
Yeah.
I can hear you clearly now. The skies are blue. Yeah, I can hear you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I just had to call in and show some support because, like I told you the other day, I've been following Miss Coco for quite a while. Holy moly. When I first saw her, first off, I fell out of my chair, to be honest, because I wasn't paying that close attention to when I was sitting down. I'm looking at the screen, and I'm like, oh, crap! So...
I
nearly broke my
it.
Hip. You were so good looking.
She's gorgeous. She's absolutely
isn't she though? Oh my.
Yes.
I mean, look at those
yes.
eyes.
Oh my God! Stop!
I'm looking at the eyes now, and I was like, holy crap! It's ridiculous to ridiculous levels.
No, you know what's even better about her is she's like. Me and Sage do the same thing. Like, when somebody sits there and tells you how pretty you are, you're like, yeah, no, stop it, okay? That's enough already. Because we don't, yeah, like, Coco's just like, stop. Like, she's the same way where she's not, yeah. We don't take it to that level to where it's like, yeah, okay, I know I'm hot. Yep,
well,
I know it.
It's like the Planet Fitness commercial. You're so hot. Oh, yeah, you're so hot.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. That is awesome. You are okay, but you're freaking hot. You've got this cute little waist, this nice big old round booty.
Oh my God, that waist ain't cute, honey. Okay, I know them angles.
I know, right? We know how to angle our webcam.
Just as an outside perspective, I've seen the angles that you're shot at. And trust me, I'm all about the angles, and every angle I saw looked amazing. So
I'm working hard at it, honey.
And it's paying off, trust me, in spades.
Yes, right. Oh, my gosh, I love this. This is awesome. This is so great. Okay, so, Johnny, I'm going to have to put you on hold there, baby doll, because we have another caller that's patiently waiting to come in as well.
Okie dokie. Well, I just had to call in and show my support. You ladies have an outstanding rest of the evening.
Thank you, Johnny.
And congratulations, Miss Sage.
Thank you.
Aw. So we will make sure that Sage's baby wish list is set up everywhere so we can all purchase her a yummy gift for the new baby girl.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's National Compliment Day. We have to compliment Sage and the baby. Okay, let's bring in Mr. Sweet Pea. He's been waiting patiently. Sweet Pea, how are you doing, my darling?
Hello, Sammy, Sage, and Coco. How are you tonight?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you three ladies are definitely beautiful, and I definitely miss you all very much.
I know you sound like you're feeling better because I know you were sick for a while there, Sweet Pea.
Yeah, I just was totally out of it for a little bit.
Well, I guess you weren't getting laid enough because then you wouldn't have been sick.
Right, right.
You need some more yummies. You need some yummy. You need some more vitamin V. Vitamin vagina.
Yeah.
You need more.
Yeah, I was going to say vitamin C for clits.
Okay, C, V. I say vagina. You say clitoris. You know, tomato, tomato,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, what do you got for us, Sweet Pea? We have the beautiful Coco on the line with us.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, thank you for stopping by, Sweet Pea, today. It was great to
You're welcome. I now that I know you're from Czechoslovakia, I was checking you out.
Damn right.
Oh, Sweet Pea.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. A little. Come on. You can do a little better than that, there, Sweet Pea. Come on.
Okay.
I'll let him have it. He was probably practicing.
Bring us a good one, Sweet Pea. You got this beautiful, gorgeous woman on the line with us. Come on.
Yes, Coco. I was wondering, I saw you're doing fetishes in your StreamAid profile. What other fetishes do you like to do besides the workout one?
Oh, the fetishes? Well, you know how they say it. Like, thug life doesn't choose you. So fetish life, like, chose me. You know, I didn't choose it. So, like, fetishes I do most are probably anything to do with big black cock.
Oh,
so
nice.
A lot of
cuffolding,
a lot of race play.
Oh, you and Sage are going to get along really, really good, Coco.
So I do that like almost like anything, pretty much everything is somehow connected with that, or, you know, regulars over the time. Pretty much at the end of the day, a lot of them wants to suck black cock. I'm pretty sure Sage, you know.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. So, Coco, have you done any actual porn or just the webcam?
No, I haven't done porn. I remember, like, when I was 18, I was trying to get in, like, porn. Just, like, pictures, whatever, but it was, like, really weird set. So I just walked out and never actually did it. I had no clue about webcamming at the time, so when I found out about webcamming, I was like, yes, that's better.
Yeah, it's like, and the best thing about webcamming, which, you know, any new cam models out there listening, is it's all on your schedule. Like, we can all have family, you know, life, everything going on, and we can work whenever and wherever we want to, which is freaking amazing. We have the best job ever, 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 ever in the world, seriously. I know some other people out there, you know, who are on the front cover of the Forbes magazine. Okay, fine, you have a better job than we do, okay, but we have a great job.
I mean, like, I have nothing against, like, porn stars. Like, don't get me wrong. I love porn stars, but that's not something I, like, I want to do, like, right now. You know, I'm not saying never, never,
yeah.
But.
Yeah, it's interesting because when I decided to start shooting porn, it was a different transition. It was easy for me because I was already in webcam. So for me, it was easy to get into porn. And because everybody already knew the Sammy name, and so it was easy for me. But like with you, you know, say you did it down the road, it's something because you've already built your name in the webcam industry, but you're doing so well that you don't have to. It's like webcamming, and Sage knows, webcam is the porn. It's the live porn of the industry now.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely agree.
Completely freaking amazing. So, okay, sweet pea, any more questions, darling? Because we have a couple more callers that are on the line waiting.
I just want to say keep up the great work that all you do and enjoy La Vida Coca Loca.
Yes, there you go.
Nice.
Welcome.
Nice, sweet pea. And you just keep stroking.
Yes, I will.
Good night.
Thank you all very much.
When you
and,
it's so good.
And on streaming, you're always favorites of mine.
Well, thank
Yay.
You.
And
you're
congratulations,
awesome,
to Sage.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, sweetie, we will see you when we're on cam next. Love you, babe. Thank
looking
you,
forward
honey.
To it. Love y'all.
Oh,
bye.
Love, yeah. Okay. So that was Mr. Sweepy. Okay, so before I take our next caller, I do want to ask you, Coco, what do you think about this tip-activated vibe? Because so many cam models.
Yeah.
What is your take on that?
I was listening to your conversation before, and I kind of agree with a bunch of stuff. Like, I absolutely hate when, like, you decide to do a show with a tip toy and no one's tipping. That's crazy. Okay, that's, like, annoying as hell. Because you're like, yep, I have this toy, and there's no fun.
Right.
But if you do, like, if it does happen, it can be really awesome. And, I mean, like, money-wise, even, like, I have, like, two toys. I have Flush. That's the one you insert in you, like, in your G-spot. And then I have Omiblood, however you pronounce that. And that's the one you put in your panties, right? So I don't really like the Omibot. I think it's like, you know, it's pretty much the vibration is like super slight toothbrush, like electronic toothbrush. That's how it works, you know. It's nothing, right?
Yeah.
but the Lush one can be really fun. And
yeah, that was
also,
the one that I had looked at. That one's the better quality of the two that I had seen.
And they're like you all said, it's a little bit more expensive, but you can make a wish list on Lovenz as a model, and guys can buy it for you, and it's like 100% anonymous. That's how I got mine.
Nice.
That someone bought it for
me.
Yeah, but to be honest, like, guys really like it. Like, even though that there are some girls who, like, obviously, you know, completely fake it. Like, you know, like, oh my God, yes. I can't do that. Like, I can't do a show like that. So when I do a gold show with a tip toy, it's usually when I know that there are some guys who are going to tip. So I don't have to,
and
you know
that your show is actually going. Yeah, because
exactly.
Then you know your show is actually going to commence because, and that was one of the things I was curious about is a lot of the models that do use the tip vibe. It's, to me, if I personally was going to purchase one or have one of my sex monsters purchase one for me, my thing would be, it would be during free chat when I know that I'm getting tipped because I don't do gold shows very often. And then if I'm doing it in free, using the tip vibe in free chat, then I know that I'm regardless if that, because we know that gold shows don't always get started. We know that.
Yeah.
We know that the gold shows don't always go. So that would be my thing. Like, we know.
It's definitely hit or miss, so, like, you kind of have to, like, read a room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I don't
exactly.
do like tip shows quite often. Like I have few guys who know that I do have a toy, so when they want it, they just tell me about it, and then I start to go through with like, and then they start to pin. But if I have like, it's like, oh my god, like let's try a gold show, let's try a tip vibe. No, no.
Right.
That's not
Yeah. Well, it's like with anything, even if, regardless if it's a, you know, a tip activated vibe or anything, you know,
yeah.
you can have guys in your chat room, have a busy chat room, and guys will say, oh, you know, show me your tits. And some girls, you know, and don't get me wrong, when I first started camming, I was like, okay, you can see my titties, whatever, here they are. But, like, you know, we don't do that now. It's like, no, you can tip us for that. If you want to see it, you can tip for it. So it's crazy because so many guys still to this day, and, you know, we've all been on StreamMate for a long time, and some of the guys, they still try to get away with doing things for free. Like, show me your tits. Show me this. Show me that. And it's like, okay, well, turn on your webcam and let me see your dick, okay? That's, you know, hey, turn about fair play, fuckers.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But yeah, like Sage said before, like, on StreamAid, I think that StreamAid is a super unfriendly website for a tip toys.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know,
well, that's
like,
where, okay, that's where I've seen so many girls that are using the tip toys. And it's almost like where you have to, the girls are logged into another site using their tip toy at the same time. So these girls are doing two sites at one time, and they're getting, you know, the tips from another site while they're on StreamMate, and which is pretty, to me, I don't have the mentality or the, I can't do it. I can't do two sites at once. For you girls out there doing it. Yeah, I give you kudos because I'm just like me and Sage were talking about not having music on. I can't have two computers in front of me. Like I do right now only because of the fact that I'm doing the radio show and keeping up with social media. But when I'm doing webcam, I cannot do two websites at one time. Like my vagina just cannot focus that much.
Oh my God, yes. And like, the toy sometimes even like reacts to like noise, exactly like Sage said.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets tricky. It gets like super tricky.
Yeah.
But I did make like a lot of money sometimes like with it. Like I'm not saying like every time it is a hit, but it can be a really good hit. But you really have to learn how to like really read your room. Unless, of course, like, you know, I'm pretty sure that those girls who just, like, pretend how they are, like, coming from the dollar tips. I think that they must be making money. Why would they do it, right?
Well, a lot of the models, too, that I've noticed, they do it just because I've noticed a lot of them aren't good money makers. And they just use it for just to try and make a buck here, a buck there, and to me, I'm all about my sex monsters. It's like I'm focused on my chat room. It's all about them.
Exactly.
I don't give a shit about nothing else. I'm like, let me just focus on you. So, okay, we have another caller that's been patiently waiting. Okay, are you there, darling?
Hey, ladies, it's Clarence.
Oh my Lanta. Sage, we haven't had Clarence on in forever. Okay, Coco, be prepared.
The crazy one. Hello, Clarence.
Hey, ladies. Hey, listen, I'm sorry I haven't been on the show in so long. Apparently, unbeknownst to me, it is illegal to cash your neighbor's paycheck, even if it comes to your mailbox. So I've kind of been tied up, so I apologize not calling, but you got the heavy hitters on the show, and I am a huge Coco fan. I follow all the pictures of her and her husband, Ice-T, and the new baby, and I used to watch the reality show. All the time. So it's real. I watch all your reality shows, and I used to love his music, but he's on CSI or something now, so I don't see it so much. But I'm glad you're on the show. You're a big star.
Oh my gosh, Clarence! Clarence, you know, Clarence, I literally, this is so funny that you called in, because when I was getting the show ready today, and I was thinking, you know what, I have a feeling Clarence is going to call in today, because we have not heard from him in so long, but now I know why. You've been tied up in your neighbor's basement because you were stealing their paychecks. I told you to quit doing that.
Listen, guys, it's tough out there. You know, the holidays came. People needed money for gifts. It's you know, we don't all have
mm-hmm.
webcams. You know what I mean?
Well, you have your
neighbor's
paycheck. You must be doing okay.
Listen, I'm trying to do what I got to do to stay. You know, I had to borrow my mom's cell phone, so I'm outside. She doesn't know I'm making this call. So I've only got like 12 minutes left before I have to re-up it. But I just wanted to say, you know, that I missed you guys, and I look forward to keep calling in from here on out. I really do.
You know what, Clarence? You need to start a wish list on Amazon so that way people can start purchasing items for you like they do for us cam models.
Well, right now
I'm
need
saying,
some socks.
You can get a new cell phone.
Well, I need some socks, but not those gray kind like my grandma gives me with some stripes on it. People still look at me funny. I'll let you guys go. God bless.
All right. Bye, Clarence.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Clarence. I seriously, Sage, was thinking when I was typing up the show page, I was like, I just have a feeling Clarence is going to call in. I just had this feeling.
When you said there's a couple of callers online, I was literally thinking, where's Clarence?
Right?
Where's?
Oh, my gosh, Coco. He was actually nice today. Like, sometimes
yeah.
he says some things that you just are like, really? Seriously?
Oh,
oh my gosh. Yeah, he was being a little subdued today. So, Clarence, good job there, little buddy. And hopefully you'll get some new socks very soon. Maybe we'll send you some pink ones with gray polka dots so you don't have to deal with the stripes, Clarence.
I just don't know how Clarence does live in his mom's basement. Like,
I mean, like,
or
he
maybe
could,
we'll
he could
send
all
him.
Life, like... Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead. Go ahead, sexy.
He could always, like, you know, make an ad on Craigslist and start sucking a cock.
I'm pretty sure he has some Craigslist ads.
I'm sure he does. He probably has a sock fetish. Like,
he just has to start charging for it, though. You know, that's what no one told
him. He could
him.
Probably get a – Clarence could probably get a tip-activated vibe and put it in his ass.
Mm-hmm.
So that way when the
ship
is going
out
of...
They do have new tip-activated butt plug. They do.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, because he has so much shit that flows out of his mouth. He could get paid per... Oh, Clarence, we love you, Clarence. You bring entertainment to the goddamn show.
Oh,
my goodness.
Doesn't that what his, like, username on
Do what?
Do you guys know his username on StreamAid? Or he just, like, calls?
No, he's an invisible caller. Whenever he calls
mm-hmm.
in, I can never catch his ass. Like, he uses a blocked number every time he calls in, so I can never catch him. Because one day,
uh-oh.
I was thinking, I'm going to find him, I'm going to get his phone number, and I'm so going to send him a naughty sex message from somebody else's phone number. Like, I was totally going to sext him from, like, my neighbor's phone and say, dude, you totally stole my gray socks and my vibrator. Bring it back, bitch. So, Clarence, you're good. You're good at hiding yourself when you call in, you little fucker. I'm going to get you one of these days. One of these days, you're mine, baby. I'll get you. Okay, so... We're going to be coming up to the end of the show here, and Coco, I want to know a little bit more about you, and do you do any, like, girl-girl shows, camming, or have you thought about doing that?
I haven't done any girl-girl show yet, but that's something I always wanted to do, but it's, like, really hard to find someone, especially if you don't, like, meet them in person first, to, like,
mm-hmm.
find someone you feel like you have good vibe with.
Right?
So...
That's so true, because Sage and I were talking about that in Vegas. It's like you have to seriously have somebody that, and I don't mean to sound rude, but if they're not on your same level, then it just, it does not work, seriously.
Yeah, like I had friends who like lives like super close to me. Who is, well, she used to be a cam girl. Now she's just into femdom. But she used to be a cam girl, and we thought about it, but like there was no chemistry. So it would be like really,
yeah,
even like really good friends, but we could not do a show together.
Like yeah,
it would be like so awkward. Like no.
Mm-hmm.
But
that happened to me
I'm
time.
Definitely bisexual. I definitely love women, but I just haven't like found a girl. I want to.
Oh my god!
Chem-
I would still
chem
have good chemistry with you.
I think so.
Your accent alone, I would be like, oh yeah, I'm all over this girl. Like it's on like Donkey
like
Kong.
Yin and Yang.
Oh my gosh, we would have so much fun. Holy biscuits. I swear, I'm going to have, oh, whoops, I almost let the cat out of the bag. I'm not, okay, I need to zip it right now. I almost said something, smack my face and knock it back into my head.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, save that for another later date. I have a little announcement, but I'm not pregnant, Sages, so we don't worry about that. That's all Sage. I leave all the Prego fun to Sage. I'll be like, I'll just be Auntie Sammy. I'll be like, oh, let me see the babies. Oh, my gosh. Just let me squish their little faces. Okay, so Coco, so you're doing, you know, you haven't done any porn. You're doing just the webcam, and you would consider if you found the right cam model to work with, you know, if you have the right chemistry. And I love that. And you've, like I said, you know, you've been working so hard at building your brand, and you've done very flipping well. And what is the advice that you could give to other cam models that are out there listening that would like to get to where you are?
Well, just give it a time and, like, a lot of pain and hard work. No, it's like really just a dime, and like really believe in yourself. And even though everything looks terrible, just keep at it, because I did start it on like page 7. Okay, so I know it can be crazy, but there's, you know, like I have strong accent. I'm not like super skinny or anything, so there is a way for everyone. You know, just like do what you do best. You know, make sure that you do make people happy, because that's at the end of today your job, to make people happy, however, whatever it means for them. And just like,
right,
you know, do what you like. Like, I never do shows I don't like to do or can't do. You know, like, I think that's really important, to just like really do just what you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And be good at it.
Well, and like, exactly, and you know, and like, one of the biggest things that, like, I'll have models send me an email, oh my gosh, I want to get into webcamming, but I'm not a size 3 or I'm not a size 5 or a 7. I'm like, it doesn't matter what size you are. As long as you have a good personality and you can engage your customers or find that fetish that you're into, you know, just you got to find your niche, seriously.
Yeah.
And once you find that and where you're comfortable in working your cam shows, you will do just fine, because it's not rocket science when it comes to webcamming.
You know,
it
and like,
really,
yeah,
really
and like I said before, it really does show you, you know, like I didn't go into webcamming and be like, oh my God, I'm going to have the best cuckoo ever. No, but it's like, you know, you start, like it will choose you, you know. You guys know,
yes,
that when you started, you had no idea about like a bunch of things anyway, and then you were like, oh, I really enjoy doing that. You know, like, for instance,
right,
when it comes to humiliation, I can't do small things humiliation and just call someone loser over and over again. No. But I do, you know, like, I can do different things. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, just, like, do what you are good at.
Exactly. You are such a sweetheart. Oh, my gosh. I love your accent. When you told me you had an accent, I was like, I don't remember hearing like that strong of an accent, but I totally hear it now. And
oh, yeah, because
I
like
love
you know
it.
Like yeah, like sometimes it goes a little bit off and on cam. Like I don't,
mm-hmm,
I can't like influence it, but like on cam sometimes you can't catch it and then you catch it. But yeah, so
right.
Sorry, you're on the phone with me a little bit longer than like a minute. Oh, yeah,
I love it. I love it. You are so sexy, gorgeous, sweet, amazing, amazing performer. And you got to bring your ass to Vegas next time.
Yeah.
You have to. Have
oh,
to, have
yeah.
to.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely be there. I'll definitely be there.
Perfect.
Like, it's like, it's a deal. It's a date now. I can't, like, back off.
It's a date. It's a date
yeah.
and we can masturbate.
It's a date.
Yes. It's a day for us to masturbate. A day for us to masturbate. Yes. Oh, my goodness. All right there, Coco, darling. Give me your shout-outs on where everybody can find you and what you want everybody, you know, to know. Just give it to me, sister.
All right. So if you want to stay in touch with me or find out a little bit more about me, the best way is to just follow my Twitter. It's at CocoLocaXXX. Or find me on Instagram at I am Coco Loca. Same username for Snapchat, I am Coco Loca. And if you would like to tune in them squats, set them quads on fire, then make sure you follow my Periscope. And my Periscope
love
is
it.
Same, like my Twitter.
We need to start doing, right. like, Sage, we'll have to do a couple squats and send out a picture and take
yes,
her in the
please.
Photo because, like, oh my gosh, this girl is totally getting me inspired. Especially now, spring's like right around the corner, and I need to get my
oh
ass
my God,
back.
Oh my gosh, I know,
shape.
I know.
Right? Seriously.
I actually have like a few of Kim girls who started doing the squats, and it's like so awesome that you know, like, and it's like same with webcamming. You just have to do what you really want and believe in, and then like it will
mm-hmm.
start piling on. Yeah,
love
so
it.
You too better join. Sage, you don't have
we
to, but Sammy,
I know,
you should.
She's got the extra. She's got the extra bun in the oven. So yeah, we don't need her to do too much. Like, just keep that little bun safe. Keep the bun safe in the oven. Okay,
but, yeah,
Sage,
like,
darling,
yeah.
my beautiful butterfly queen. Give me your shout outs there, honey buns.
All right, guys, you can follow me on my Twitter at SageMontana1 or on my Instagram at SageInVegas. You can always text me using sexpanther.com/SageMontana. And you can watch my live shows, which I'm going to go live in about 15 minutes at SageMontanaXXX.com.
Sweet. Love it, love it. And everybody, you know you can find me on Twitter at SammyBrook69, also on Instagram at Sammy_Brook69, and you can catch my live cam shows, which I will be live tomorrow at Sammy_BrookModels.com. And remember, you can tune in every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio, Dollhouse Radio, live webcamming with Sammy and Sage. And we will be back next week for another fabulous, fun-filled, sexy hour. And we will have yummies to talk about. We will be talking about vaginas and cocks and asses and tits and all that yummy wetness that you guys love to see every time we're on cam. All right. On that note, you girls are absolutely fabulous. Coco, thank you so very, very much for joining us. You are an amazing person, and I love how hard you've worked in the industry. Thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your day for us big titty bitches.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
All right, girls, we are out. Everybody out there, have a fabulous masturbation evening, and make sure you go watch Sage on cam here in a few minutes at SageMontanaXXX.CamModels.com, and don't forget to check out CocoLocaLive.com and follow us all on Twitter. You will see us. We're there showing our assets. Because we can. All right, everybody, we are out. Have
bye.
A fabulous evening.
Bye,
bye everybody.
Bye. Toys only 2 major whole year in a week 2 made bitch I-
any pain. Look what you got. I'm a motherfucking star boy. Look what you got. I'm a motherfucking star boy. Every day a nigga try to test me, yeah. Every day a nigga try to end me, yeah. Pull up in that Roadster SV, yeah. Pockets overweight, getting hefty, yeah. Coming for the king, that's a far cry. I come alive in the front of mine. The competition, I don't really listen. I'm in the blue mood, so I'm bumping new edition. House so empty, need a centerpiece. 20 racks a table, come from Ebony. Cut that ivory into skinny pieces. Then she clean up with her face, but I love my baby. You talking money, need a hearing aid. If I kill any pain, look what you got. I'm a motherfucking star boy. Look what you got. I'm a motherfucking star boy. Let a nigga practice, legend of the fall, took the year like a bandit. Bought mama a crib and a brand new wagon. Now she hit the grocery shop looking lavish. Star Trek roof in the race of con. Girls get loose when they hear the song. 100 on the dash, get me close to God. We don't pray for love, we just pray for cause. House so empty, need a centerpiece. 20 racks a table, cut from ebony. Cut that ivory into skinny pieces. Then she clean up with her face, but I love my baby. You talking money, need a hearing aid. You talking about me, I don't see a shade. Switch out my style, I take any lane. I switch out my core if I kill any pain. Look what you got.